Mint Hill, late for the reading, for Jay. Shoot out the shop by broom, my fault. I offered to sweep the threshold, crumbs and ash, aged paper, the bent bristles that pierced our ribs. We shuffled on again, all scars and none the wiser, idiots of the night, the same poems wrinkled in our breast pockets, like we've said what we had to, and maybe that's enough. I wasn't sorry for anything or anyone until reality pulled the rug and the floor appeared from nowhere. Balance was never my strength. Face first into a pipe, caught the tail end of a dream. I swear the moon had it coming. But the porcelain man with thick saliva wouldn't buy it either. So you paid double for our spills. God's nonchalance ripped off the backward sign as we were leaving. We are always just leaving from here to there, a little less than who we were, wired on pick-me-ups and metaphor. The parking lot cleared, puddled white lines, capillaries of tar. I leaned against an already leaning lamp which woke the gulls into a rumble above you, lighting up on the hood of the busted Taurus we borrowed from your brother. We were homesick in our aimlessness. You hadn't been yourself in a while. Not since the detour to Potter's Field when we curled our fingers through the chain link and watched neon machines level the hills to fill the pond after the latest drowning. They planted seeds in the mud, but the grass won't grow. They drew straws. They fenced it off for good. Now I have a short memory and a book of excuses I don't remember writing. The problem is, you said, we think there's more to the flame we can't control. What used to flicker gets carried by the breeze, and blindly we arrive with pages we can't interpret or unfold, having scrawled our best words in the dark.